News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern has ended his efforts to run in the presidential election, claiming that a new generation has been told lies about his character and political life. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe joins us now. Sean, it's fair to say the presidential race is heating up now, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, and the Bertie Ahern one is the one that will have dominated attention overnight and into the papers this morning, coming out really quite strongly to say that he wouldn't be contesting. Fianna Fáil nominations closed today. It looks like it'll be only Billy Kelleher and Jim Gavin. And I mean, Bertie Ahern sort of blamed everybody but himself. He was almost trying to gaslit the country, it felt like, in the statement that he pulled out to people, said that the economic crash wasn't his fault, that lies had been told about him through the Mahon Tribunal findings, and that really the reason that he wasn't running was down to Micheál Martin, and Micheál Martin being anti him based seemingly on the findings of the Mahon Tribunal. So it was sort of a look around and blame everyone but himself.
We will be asking Bertie Ahern to come on the programme and we will put that to him. But that sort of changes things now, so that there's nobody else in the running for Fianna Fáil other now than Billy Kelleher and Jim Gavin. When will we know, Sean, who's going to be there on that score?
Yeah, Tuesday. It does, because look, there was a feeling from a lot of people I spoke to in Fianna Fáil, if they could put Bertie Ahern into the park without a contest, he actually would have been quite a good president. He's been on the Council of State for an awful long time. He knows the role inside out. His constitutional knowledge was never in doubt, but they didn't want to have to go through the campaign and address all of those things about Mahon, about the financial crash and the impact of it, about what that government was doing at the time. And up until really 2 weeks ago, there were a lot of people, including government ministers, who were thinking, God, is this our best option? Then Billy Kelleher put his name in, and Micheál Martin rather revealed his ace in the hole, which was Jim Gavin, and they both seem to be very credible candidates. Tuesday morning is when we're going to know. 11:30 is when the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party is due to meet and vote on it. But it looks as though it's going to be pretty one-sided. Jim Gavin has more than 30 public declarations at the minute. He needs 35 in order to win the vote, and Billy Kelleher only has 5. What a lot of people are saying behind the scenes is this is a secret ballot. There could be a lot of people saying to Micheál Martin, oh, I'll absolutely vote with your man. Similarly to what happened, ironically, in 1997, when Albert Reynolds, former Taoiseach, had the promise of Bertie Ahern and others that he was going to be the candidate. And of course, when it went to the secret ballot, Mary McAleese won out in the end. So perhaps there's an element of karma coming back here for Bertie Ahern too.
You think there could be a shy Billy Kelleher vote there?
I think there will be. I don't think it's enough to win, to be honest. I think Jim Gavin is going to be the candidate, but I don't think Kelleher is only going to get 5 votes either. I think he could get in the region of 15 or even 20. But it does look, and the more TDs I meet who are going into these meetings with Jim Gavin, somewhat sceptical. He's not a member of Fianna Fáil. He has no political history. They don't know any of his views. They haven't told us what his views are. We still haven't heard from Jim Gavin. So we as a public and as journalists don't know. But those TDs who speak to him and who are quizzing him on the likes of Gaza, on, you know, the occupied territories, sure, Bill, on other controversies that will come up, they say they're satisfied with the answers they're getting.
Okay. Moving on to sort of the independents who might be looking for the route through the local authorities. Conor McGregor obviously made his speech appealing to people to call up their councillors. We have Joanna Donnelly, we have Gareth Sheridan and a few others. What is the likelihood to come from any of that, do you think, Sean?
Well, if you look at the way to history, Ciara, you would have to say it is more likely than not that at least one candidate, if not two, will come through the council route. Going back to 97, I think it's an average of 3 per election have come through that route. So I think ultimately we will get somebody. The question is who it is. If you look at the likes of, say, the big celebs, the Bob Geldofs, Michael Flatley, Conor McGregor, the councils are saying they haven't heard from them yet and they haven't had any requests to speak before them. And a lot of those councils have those requests. They're closing them today. So they really would want to get a move on if they want to move on it. Then you've got others who maybe were less known but have been active in the media. So you're Joanna Donnelly's, Gareth Sheridan, Nick Delahanty, Maria Steen. Some of those are scheduled to speak. So the first of these council meetings is going to be Monday in Kerry. 17 different people wanting to address Kerry, looking for their vote. Among them, Sheridan, Delahanty and Maria Steen, who I think would all have a relative chance at this stage of getting on the ballot. But then when you look down the list, you have a whole other list of people who just haven't a hope but will drive the councils mad over the next time. So some of them include someone who claims to be, for example, an expert in alternative medicine who was struck off the British medical register in the 2000s. There is a wheelbarrow, Ciara, I didn't misspeak there. There is Barry Wheely Rowe, if wheelbarrows are pronouns, I don't know, is calling himself, claiming to be someone who has a handle on the left and a handle on the right. And then another candidate who ran in 2018, and I covered a number of the appearances she made at county councils at the time, who styles herself as Ireland's biggest Donald Trump fan, and at the time said if she were elected to the Oris, she would greet Donald Trump dressed as Marilyn Monroe.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.